Thank you so much for listening. I'm Comic Tom, and this is the Bags and Boards Podcast. We are a group of collectors, enthusiasts, fans, entrepreneurs, and content creators who all love comic books. I hope you find our content unique and different. This podcast is sponsored by Mill Geek Comics, a brick and mortar out here in Washington State, as well as Geek Street Comics. If you're in need of a local comic shop, Mill Geek Comics is happy to supply any of your monthly comic book needs and ships across country and worldwide. We also have a comic book subscription service, the Mystery Mail Call, where I, Comic Tom, have the pleasure of sending out collectible comics monthly to you. You can sign up for that at geekstreet101.com. You can watch these podcasts on YouTube at ComicTom101. Follow me on all my social media platforms at ComicTom101. The Infinity Gauntlet is a long saga of over 51 issues, if you count all the interlockings of each comic book that happens between Silver Surfer, Cloak and Dagger, Spider-Man, and God, there's so many.
There's a lot there.
So we're just going to cover them all.
We're just going to start at the beginning.
Silver Surfer?
34.
Let's do it. I'm your host, Comic Tom.
And I'm Ryan.
Let's talk bags and boards. Shout out to Lucky Number 7 Comics for giving us this awesome idea to dive deep. Like, we're going to go deep. So into deep. The event of the Infinity Gauntlet.
A lot there, as we just said.
So, let's begin. Issue number 34 of Silver Surfer.
This is where we start. So, this story begins with Silver Surfer doing what he does, surfing. And he hasn't slept in years. He's tired. He decides to pick this random planet and catch some Z's. He falls asleep almost immediately, and when he wakes up, he sees this creepy Cave of Wonders-style giant head structure in the desert. It's weird.
He enters it and inside discovers Death herself, who resurrects Thanos to help her with a little something, a little task. They all suddenly spot the Surfer, and Thanos then blasts him out of Death's castle with some eye beams.
So the Silver Surfer notices now that this once empty desert is now packed with beings, all watching this smoking volcano off in the distance. Upon closer inspection, he spots a woman about to toss a baby into the volcano.
Yes, a baby. He just gets booted out of the castle and sees a woman about to throw a baby in a volcano. So what does he do? Well, he has to go and try and stop it. So he races over there and saves the baby, and just in the nick of time, too. But not before that baby transforms into this big green slime monster and tries to consume the Surfer. So much for being nice.
Yeah, that's what you get for trying to help. So he escapes, falling to the ground, and when he lands, he's back where he fell asleep. Alone, no death, no aliens, no volcano, nothing.
Very confused, the Surfer starts to question the nature of this dream, until a voice suggests that it might have been a premonition. Startled, he turns around to see
Thanos,
the Mad Titan.
I really liked the very last page, when BAM! Thanos.
Just standing right behind Silver Surfer.
Yeah, he's like sitting in his, you know, his chair throne thing, but he's there. He's alive. He's there. That's kind of why it stood out, because like he's just this disembodied head for the first giant part of the issue. But he's back. He's back for real.
It validates that what you just read happened, which is interesting, because yes. You don't know what's real and what isn't in this whole story.
That's why it's cool.
And it's Thanos. And man, it's a gorgeous shot. Thanos standing behind him. Silver Surfer not even aware that he's there. He just wakes up and he's kind of like, was that a dream? And then boom, Thanos standing there behind him. Yeah, so that did it for you?
Yep, that did it for me. That got me there. How about you? Favorite parts?
Favorite part of this issue? Well, you know, when you start off this issue, you open the page. The title of this story is really, it really grabs you.
Yep, even demigods must dream. What does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, you find out in this issue that Silver Surfer hasn't slept in a really long time.
He says years. And I don't know. He's a demigod, so his sense of time is probably a little skewed. I would say that's probably an underestimation.
Right? And throughout this issue, in the very beginning at least, he's traveling through space, having been recently, you know, imprisoned on Earth for a pretty long time. And prior to that, a slave to Galactus for, what, 1,000 or so years?
Give or take.
So now, I look at this celestial being who is flying through space in silence, not sleeping at apparently the speed of light, or at least pretty damn close if he's able to travel from planet to planet.
Yeah, that's gotta mess with you.
It's gotta mess with you. And what's it like to not sleep? I mean, that to have like an extra 8 hours a day to just ponder.
Does he even think in hours? I don't even know.
I know, and so many questions start to come up, but that's not what this portion's about. Nope. This portion's about why this is awesome. And I like this because this story starts out with him wanting to rest because he kind of reminds himself that, hey, this is something that I can do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably important.
Probably a good idea to sleep.
At least sometimes.
I'm getting sleepy.
So I like that idea. It makes me think of the character a little bit differently. Obviously, he's introverted. I think this is partially why.
Yeah.
You know, as someone who probably meditates for hours upon hours while traveling. And aside from that, this story has kind of split up into two parts, right?
Yes, I would agree.
What would you say the first part is?
First part being the awake portion, where he's finding the planet and falling asleep. The rest of it I would classify as a dream sequence. And even that I would split into two separate parts.
And that's what I'm talking about. The two separate parts in the dream sequence. The first one being the Thanos, you know, witnessing Thanos be resurrected. Not even sure if it's real at this point.
Yeah.
And then this second part. The second part after Thanos blasts Silver Surfer with the I-beam, he goes out into like this desert and it gets really weird.
Yeah, I remember the very first time I read this issue, long time ago now, a couple weeks ago. That's where it lost me. It got really weird, and I was half asleep anyway when I was reading it. I was tired too, and it lost me. It just got real strange with all these aliens, and it went over my head the first time. I'm not gonna lie. It went over my head.
Well, you read it, and the story just changes so dramatically. You have this whole plot, and then there's some really weird stuff that happens. There's aliens everywhere. What the heck? There's a civilization that's like sacrificing a baby. Silver Surfer has to like dive deep into a volcano to save it. And I think what this is Jim Starlin not giving up the chance to actually have Silver Surfer dream a little bit. I think the beginning is validated to have been real because Thanos does return, especially in this issue at the end. But the second part, where he gets blasted out and has this near-death experience and saving an infant child, but then the child devouring him
because he falls.
He almost dies. He risks his life.
Yeah.
And to save a child that then tries to consume him.
So what I was wondering during, you know, the first time I read this, the first part of the story, why is he having this vision? He should just have the dream. He should just fall asleep and have a dream. Is this some weird like superpower of his that he dreams and has visions? Because I don't know. I don't know Silver Surfer. This was the first Silver Surfer issue I read. I got no idea if he has visions every time he falls asleep.
Like, you're not sure if, like, why did he see Thanos get resurrected?
Yeah.
Now, that's a good question.
Did somebody grant him a vision of this?
Was it Death?
Did Death herself want Surfer to see this happen?
She actually doesn't speak directly to Thanos when she resurrects him.
Mm-mm.
She speaks to her helpers as if Thanos isn't there. And she talks to Thanos through her helpers and says, well, you know, he will, you know, if we bring him back, since he has now died and we bring him back, he knows what's at risk now. So he'll be really dedicated to do what I need him to do. But she follows that up by saying there is someone who can stop him. And that is Silver Surfer.
Yes. That's another question I had too. Stop him how?
So why?
Yep. Why is he seeing this?
Why is he? And if he's the one who could potentially stop Thanos, why is he being granted the vision if it is through Death?
True. That's why I think it might not be her granting him the vision.
So you think Silver Surfer is having either a vision himself because it's like a superpower?
I don't know about that. That seems kind of weird to me, too. I don't know the full extent of his abilities, but having super dreams seems like a weird offshoot.
It does. So then that begs the question, if it wasn't Silver Surfer that caused this vision to happen because of his powers, and it wasn't Death, because why would Death want him to see Silver Surfer?
Exactly.
Or why would Death want Silver Surfer to see this whole thing take place? Then the only thing I can think of is that maybe the universe caused this to happen because it knows what's coming and that they're about to bring, basically rain hell on all living species in this universe.
Spoiler alert. We got no idea. And I don't think we're ever going to know. I don't think they're going to explain it. We do not know.
No, we are not Silver Surfer experts.
Not at all.
And sure as hell not Infinity Gauntlet experts. That's why we're doing this podcast. If we can't ask Jim Starlin, we're going to put this out to you guys. Put your answers in the comments if you know these questions at all.
Please
and we'll be
help.
Sure to give you credit in future videos when we get those answered and validated.
Definitely.
Ryan, that wraps up issue number 34 of the Silver Surfer and the beginning of the Infinity Gauntlet saga.
Started right here.
And I'm excited to continue forward. We have a lot more issues to go, 50 to be exact. So,
woo! That'll be fun.
I'm excited to do it.
I'm very excited.
And I hope you guys join us as well.
Please.
So,
please join us.
Again, I am Comic Tom.
And I'm Ryan, the fire guy. almost inhaled some coffee just there.
Yeah, I can't. And as always,
geek responsibly.
Enough said. If you like this video, hit that thumbs up button. And if you want to see more comic book content like this, hit that subscribe button. And if you are in need of comic books, you can go to geekstreet101.com where you can subscribe to my monthly mail call where I get the privilege of sending you comic books monthly.